Welcome to the 19th SNI and SNI Baghdad Neurosurgery online meeting, held October 23, 2022. The introduction will be by the meeting originator and coordinator, Samer Haz, from the Universities of Baghdad and Cincinnati. The speaker will discuss the role of interest in making learning easier, CNS histology. The speaker is Noor M. Acker, medical student, University of Baghdad College of Medicine, Baghdad, Iraq. The discussion and lecture is 21 minutes.
Let me introduce Noor. Noor, you are a third grade or?
Fourth.
Noor, she's a fourth grade medical student, and she has initially a problem with the presentations. She don't know how to present. She has some confidence issue with the presentation. She have no experience with that. And one day just asked me to, I want to present about some topic that, which is the topic of today, I think, which is the histology of CNS and its importance. And that was after Dr. Osman's presentation about the future of neurosurgery in the next millennium. And it represents a different experience. So from that call that she decided to give a presentation, she worked with her colleague to improve some point of presentations and to learn from each other how to make this more interesting. And the most important for me before that presentation is that her experience with her colleague within the team and how they help each other. She's working with Tiba, with Hajar, with Al-Kawthar, and they are doing very good job, and their collaboration is just amazing. For me, I'm observing them and how they learn from each other. It's amazing. So I'm happy with their experience already, and we are ready to listen to your presentation, Noor, and you are welcome. Introduce yourself, share your slide, and begin.
Hi, I'm Noor Majid Agar, fourth year at Al-Nahrain University. I'm so excited to be here with you. Today I'm going to present CNS histology with my art idea and connect it with the neuroscience. Let's we start. Before we start, I want to show you this sketch of CNS layers. I made it inspired by talent in host mentorship. As we know, CNS layer consists of gray matter and white matter. Gray matter consists of neurons, neuroglial cells, and unmyelinated axons, while white matter consists of neuroglial cells and myelinated axons. So, white and gray appearance because of present fat inside the myelin sheath. Cerebral cortex under microscope consists of 6 layers, depend on the cells in it. First layer, molecular layer, external granular layer, external pyramidal layer, external granular layer, internal granular layer, internal pyramidal layer, and last layer, multiform layer. This picture to make histology more interesting and more easily to remember. This sketch also I made it to clarify and simplify the histology. First layer consists of horizontal cell. Second layer consists of stellate cell, which is inhibitory and excitatory. Third layer consists of Martinotti cell. Fourth layer consists of stellate cell. Fifth layer consists of pyramidal layer, and last layer consists of fusiform layer. This is MRI figure with normal and abnormal. The abnormal on the left side show the effacement of brain with hydrocephaly. There is another figure of this disease. We see no sulci, only smooth brain. This disease is lissencephaly. Lissencephaly is disease of the horizontal cell origin. So this is an example on lissencephaly to remember the topics. Lissencephaly under microscope on the right side. So we see abnormality in the molecular layers, which consists of horizontal cell. The horizontal cell function is a synthesis of a protein, which is important in the radial migration during the first and second trimester. So any abnormality in these cells or this protein lead to disease. This is another example, dress example to remember lissencephaly. Second, our topic, it's cerebellum. Cerebellum also consists of two hemispheres with white and gray matter. The cerebellum cortex under microscope consists of molecular layer, Purkinje layer, and the granular cell layer. Let's go to abnormality of cortex. This is the MRI figure. Show mass, which is pressure on the pathway of CSF leading to hydrocephaly. So this is a medulloblastoma, most common in pediatric age group, and poor prognosis, which is a granular cell origin leading to metastasis. There is now, we talk about the last topics. Spinal cord consists of gray and white matter, and there is a central canal inside of it. This is a spinal cord under microscope, which is consists of neurons and neuroglial cells. And this dress is similar to spinal cord under microscope. Central canal under microscope consists of ependymal cell, which is a ciliated columnar cell. Central canal disorder. First figure, we see a dilated cyst connect to central canal. So this is a hydromalia. Second figure, we see also cyst but didn't connect to central canal. So this is a syringomalia. And last figure, there is a cyst which is extend to the medulla oblongata. So this is a pulpomalia. This is end of my presentation, but I want to talk about my pathway in the host mentorship until I inspired to start this idea. I'm interested in histology, and while I attended the SNI Baghdad in neurosurgery during mentorship, and when Dr. Osman explained the future of neurosurgery and medicine, especially when he talked about the role of macrophage in the rupture of aneurysm. So this idea came to my brain, so I want to do something related to what I inspired in it, like histology of CNS. I have another experience in multiple things, like research. So this paper and this chapter I involve in it, and I'm working on another project. It will be submitted soon. This is a first time I use the microscope, and there is another pictures with the host mentorship. To end my presentation, I want to thank mentorship team to inspire me to continue what I like to do. I was draw only when I was study anatomy. So this is a sketch I draw it. First and second years, and I didn't work on my talent after I become member in the mentorship, and after seeing they use their talent and they work on it, so they inspired me to work on my ability, and draw and draw like this sketch. And there is another sketch. I mentioned it during the presentation. Thank you for listening. And if there is any question, I'm ready to answer it. This is my social media account. If there is anyone want to contact me.
Thank you, Nora, for your presentation. Do we see you or?
Or is you
no, no.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, no, we don't. Very good, Nor. And again, this is at the competition who is the best illustrator in Baghdad. But the but the thing is the fascinating thing for you to actually inspire you is that the sales, I mean, if you can do, I don't know exactly, but you are oriented towards vascular. But every time I see this at the cell, the story of the cells, I wonder, and that perhaps is worth a literary search, similarly as Sama did for the approaches, is what determines the fate of the cell? No, the cell comes from the periventricular area, you know, no, from the germinal area. Then it travels to the occipital, travels to the parietal, travels to the frontal, travels to the temporal, but becomes a different identity. You have a visual cell in the occipital, you have a motor cell in the anterior, and just posterior you have a sensory cell, no? What makes, how the cell knows what she, assuming is a feminine, I mean, what it has to do, no? And that I think is a worth of literature research if you are interested in the subject. Maybe you are more interested in the thing. But one question, and if we answer as clinicians and surgeons that question, we may be able to help patients with lysencephaly. No, why the cell doesn't migrate? Why they don't arrive? Why they don't do what they were supposed to do? What's the theatrical process per se? No, and some ingenious research can do that. But anyway, congratulations and wonderful presentation. And also, let me tell you the last thing. When I was at your level, I was more shy than you. So if I had to give out the presentation in Zoom, I also will block the video as you are doing now. Doesn't matter. There is help. There is hope. Don't worry.
Thank you, Dr. Ledar, for the comment. Thank you, Nor. Dr. Osman, do you have?
So, Mustafa, you want to say something? We got to get other people to talk. So,
okay.
I just say thank you, Noor. That was a good presentation, actually, and the team. I want to spot one thing, like the presentation of Dr. Osman, like in the 16th meeting about the future of neurosurgery. Like I talked to my colleagues, like within Dr. Ho's team, like all of us almost like inspired by this presentation. And many ideas like jumped out of this presentation. If the time permits, like I will share also my experience. And I just want to stress on this point, like the 16th presentation of Dr. Osman was inspiring in true meaning. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Nora, I enjoyed that. It's a very good way to learn is to make diagrams. And when you showed the cellular diagrams of the cortex, there was a paper that was just published recently in Science magazine trying to compare the cortex of primates, man, to lower level primates. And what it showed is that that there was more cellular population. It was talking about the frontal lobes in the areas you were talking about at certain levels, which then leads the more mature, developed primate ourselves to be able to think and do other things that we can't do earlier. But so all the things that you're doing relate to new discoveries that are being made. So very interesting.
Ahmed?
I just want to comment on Noor's illustration. It was really wonderful and amazing. I like how she converted the histological section to a simple and informative illustration. So I really motivate her for becoming more to work on her skills more and more. Thank you for your presentation.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think when she first asked me, I want to give a lecture about histology in the SNI. I said, what? Histology? Who will be interested? And the topic, white matter, great matter, nuclei. But I think she gave us some ideas because this is more about junior medical student teaching. And now while she chose the dressing thing and the cartoon thing, I think this is just an ideas for to make basic science more interesting. I congratulate Noor for that presentation. For me, it's very good. She has a language problem initially. I didn't notice there is a language problem with her presentation. And and I'm sure she's not shy not sharing the video, but I have that experience with her before that she has a very busy house, always children jump during presentations. So thank you, and I congratulate you for that presentation. It's an achievement. I think a few weeks before you are dreaming of this.
Thank you, thank you, Professor, for your message, and thank you for. I want to thank the Fatma Ode for voice that she sent me for the presentation.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Noor. Actually, I also want to say that thank you so much for this interesting presentation. I didn't enjoy the histology more like this. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy these presentations. The information provided in this program is for informational purposes and is not intended for use as diagnosis or treatment of a health problem or as a substitute for consulting a licensed medical profession. Please fill out your evaluation of this video to attain CME credit. This recorded session is available free on snidigital.org. Send your questions or comments to ausman@snidigital.org. This program has been supported by the James I. and Carolyn R. Ausman Educational Foundation, owner of SNI and SNI Digital, and the Waymaster Corporation, producers of the Leading Gen television series, Silent Majority Speaks and Role Models, and the new Medical News Network. Thank you.